Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you, filling in for John Hockenberry today. Now, you wouldn't necessarily expect us to recap this weekend's NBA action, but right now the NBA needs to address the huge fallout caused by these alleged remarks by LA Clippers owner Donald Sterling.
You could do whatever you want. You could sleep with him. You could bring him in. You could do whatever you want. The little I ask you is not to promote it on that and not to bring him to my games.
When ignorant folks want to advertise their ignorance, you don't really have to do anything. You just let them talk.
I believe everybody was affected by what took place. I don't believe it was just the Clippers.
The audio recording posted by TMZ is truly offensive and disturbing.
There's no room for Donald Sterling in our league.
Here with us to talk about how the league might and should respond is our friend and sports commentator, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Ibrahim, hello.
How are you doing?
Great. Like I said, the world has had a weekend to digest these comments. A lot of the sort of backward-looking reporting about Donald Sterling is anyone who knew him wasn't surprised.
Yes.
Because he has a long history. The thing is, most people didn't know who he was before this weekend.
Most people weren't paying attention to the Los Angeles Clippers. He's already settled a housing discrimination lawsuit that he claimed that he refused to rent to African Americans. So that's in the past as well. Elgin Baylor, who some of you guys may, your name you may recognize as one of the greats in the NBA, was also a longtime GM for the Clippers, and he had a lawsuit against them for years about being about creating a pervasive and ongoing racist attitude. And also, he wanted to sort of shape his team to have a Southern white coaching poor black boys. That was the framing that Elgin Baylor allegedly said that Donald Sterling had for the Clippers. So his racist attitudes and comments have long existed.
Especially problematic in the NBA, where I think 70 or 75% of the players are black.
It's an overwhelmingly African-American league.
Overwhelmingly. And so is the team. And that's to be expected. And here's a white owner or any owner making remarks like this makes a lot of guys just not want to play there. I mean, Kobe Bryant said, I wouldn't play there. Easy for him to say because he's not on the team, but
at the end of the day, it's going to be bad for business for the Los Angeles Clippers. Who's going to want to go to the games? Who's going to want to buy the merchandise? Who's going to want to support Donald Sterling when they know he's a clear racist, according to what we've seen?
So the leadership of the NBA now, which has a brand new commissioner, right?
Correct.
The new commissioner of the NBA is under a lot of pressure, not only to act, but to act very quickly. And one of the questions swirling around is, what can the NBA actually do to Donald Sterling? And we don't actually really know.
Well, part of the reason we don't actually really know is that the NBA owners have a very close – their rules and the rules that govern them, we don't know and we don't have access to and we will not have access to. The new commissioner, Adam Silver, has been very clear that they're going to investigate and act swiftly. So they've been moving swiftly. So what does this look like and what does this mean? Well, the first thing they have to determine is what – is the voice on the tape actually him? Has it been altered? So you'd have to get a voice recognition specialist to come in and determine if it's Donald Sterling or not. I think the second thing, and beyond that, they have to get the tape and get the original recording from TMZ. Based on these are private entities, there's no legal subpoena power that the NBA has over the TMZ. So there's a hurdle there that exists. I think the other thing that they have to remember is that the NBA can't kick him out. From all that we know, they cannot kick him out as an owner.
Not like baseball, where baseball owners can get together and vote out an owner. My understanding, and we don't know for sure, but the reporting on the NBA Constitution is that an owner can only be voted out if he can't pay his bills.
Correct.
Not for being a terrible person.
Yeah, he has to. If he's able to do all the things that he's supposed to do financially, he can stay in. And that's really, I think, where there's going to be a lot of outrage. I think there's going to be incredible calls for Donald Sterling to get out of the league. He's already agreed to not be at the game. He wasn't at the game last night. And it's likely that he won't be at any more of the games
for the rest of the year. Does this mean that it may wind up being up to fans to vote with their feet and refuse to come to games? Can players – they're in the playoffs, so you heard – the words of Doc Rivers, the coach, saying our protest is to play and play well. I'm thinking of Jackie Robinson when I hear him say things like that. Can players eventually refuse to appear at Clippers games in L.A.?
I think the big question, I mean – folks like Jackie Robinson and Muhammad Ali, those folks fought for access within these major sports. Nowadays, it's really what is the quality of life of players in the NBA and at all levels of sports. But the players did have a conversation about boycotting the game. They talked about that, and I'm sure that was a heated discussion across the league. Other players were wearing black socks and black armbands in support of the Clippers players. So I think this issue is just starting to begin.
And you have thought a lot about this. What do you think players should do? You played college sports. You played Division I football yourself. If you were on that team, what would be your vote in the locker room?
I mean, you draw a line between what's happening in Northwestern, where they're voting on a union, what's happening with allowing gay athletes, where you're creating a better culture for athletes in sports. I think right now these players need to take a stand. They need to take a stand that's similar to the way those players at Northwestern are taking a stand and say, we're not going to stand this, and we're not actually going to go out there and dance around and show ourselves for this racist owner. It's tough. They put in a lot of hard work, but imagine the sacrifice. They make millions of dollars. Imagine the sacrifice and what could come potentially positive out of that sacrifice.
One of the sort of downsides of the prospect of forcing Donald Silver to sell is that he bought the Clippers for basically nothing, and it's now worth about $600 million. I mean, somebody would have to write him that check.
There are probably an incredible amount of owners, which I'm sure Magic Johnson would not shy at the opportunity to buy the Los Angeles Clippers right there in his home city.
Can Donald Sterling be lowballed in this case? I mean, if he's under duress to sell?
I think there's going to also be – I agree with that. There could be a push for that, and there's also going to be – are those contracts based on civil rights law, they're creating a sort of a dangerous environment for the players. Can they void those contracts? I think that's still an open question, whether they can get out of those contracts. And you might see some of these players, including Doc Rivers, the coach, leaving and going to other teams.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, sports commentator, talking about Donald Sterling and his comments that came to light this weekend.